פרטאות פרק זיים משנה בוב הגבוהם שנכנסו לתוך הבית. הבית תמי. Tax collectors that enter the house, and when tax collectors enter a house, they don't just demand a tax. They walk around the house looking to see what the Baal HaBayit owns. In such a case, all the kelim in the house are tummy. As we're talking about where the tax collectors are Jewish, but their ami are, they're ignorant, but hechos tuma of itar, so therefore the rabbanim will gozer that they're mitami kelim on contact. So since they search around the whole house and look at the kelim that the Baal HaBayit owns, all the kelim in the house are tummy. Im yeshi man knani nemanim loimer lo nechnachnu avoein nemanim loimer nechnachnu avolo negani. If the tax collectors who are Jewish have a knani, a guy who is with them, in such a case they would be believed to say we didn't enter a specific room, but they would not be believed to say we entered a specific room but did not touch the kelim in that room. And since they have a knani with them, the knani makes sure that they search the house carefully. So therefore, it's one thing if they say we never entered the room in the first place, but to say that we entered a room and didn't search the kelim in that room, that's impossible, because the Kani would force them to look through all the kelim in that room, so therefore they would not be believed to say they didn't touch the kelim, and all the kelim in that room would be tummy. As opposed to if the Jewish tax collectors did not have a guy with them, then they would be believed to say we entered a room and didn't touch any of the kelim in that room, and if they say so, they're believed, then the kelim in that room would be tummy. Hakanavin shenichnasu l'teich habayis ein tamei elamakom raglei haganav. Jewish ganav that entered into a house and stole things from that house, the only kelim in that house that are tummy are kelim that were in rooms that the ganav stole something from those rooms. And since the ganav entered those rooms to steal things from those rooms, they probably searched out all the kelim in those rooms to see what they wanted to steal. So all the kelim are tummy. As of course, the Ganavim are Ame Ha'aret, they're ignorant by Hilchos Tuma and Tar, so therefore they're Metame Kelim on contact. But the rooms that nothing was stolen from, the Kelim in those rooms are Tar. And since nothing was stolen from there, we can assume the Ganavim did not enter those rooms at all. Umahe Metame. What objects in the house would be Tame? Ha'eichlem, Ba'amashkin, Uklei Charis, Ha'psuchim. Food, drink, and open earthenware Kelim would be Tame in that house that the Ganavim entered. As these things would become tummy by contact. And it's not only open earthenware kelim that would become tummy, but kelim made out of other materials would also become tummy. Avraham Shkavois, Bahamoy Shavois, Uklecheris, and Mukaf, and Smith Psil, Tahirin. But any kelim that are strictly used for lying down on, or sitting down on, or tightly sealed earthenware kelim would remain tall. As these kelim cannot become tummy by contact, they can only become tummy either by lying down or sitting down on them. And in that case, it would become tame medras. Or in the case of the tightly sealed earthenware kelim, it would only become tame by being moved. It's called tumas hesed. And the rabbanim were not greater than ame arts, arme tame, be medras, or be hesed. And the rabbanim did not give them the din of a zav zava, or nidah, or arme tame, medras, or be hesed. They are only mitame kelim that could become tame by contact, and these kelim cannot become tame by simple contact. So therefore, these can remain tar. And Yeshi Mahan Knani Oisha Hakol Tame. But if the Jewish Ganav were accompanied by a Knani, a guy, or a woman, in such a case all the kelim in the house are tame. Even Mishkavos, Moshavos, and tightly sealed Klei Cheres would be tame. As the Rabbanan gave a Knani the din of a Zav, who is Metame Bemedris, or Behesed. Or in the case that they were accompanied by an Isha, the Isha might have been a Nida, who is Mitame Bemedris or Behesis. So therefore, in that case, even the Mishkavos, Mishavos, and tightly sealed Klicheres would be Tame. Saratarus by Zion, Mishnah Zion, Amenechus Caleb, Bechalon Shaudi Iron. Somebody was a chaver, somebody was careful about Tuma and Tara. And he went to a bathhouse to wash himself. And when he went to wash himself, he left his clothing in a locker. Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah, Mitar. Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah is Mitar, the clothing. He holds that the clothing remained tar, even if the locker was left unlocked, as we're not afraid that an Amar would open up the locker and touch the clothing. As since the Amar has no right to open up somebody else's locker, it would be considered a ganav if he did so, he would not open up the locker or the chaver, so therefore, the clothing remains tar. The Chachamim disagree. They hold that the locker was left unlocked then the clothing would be considered tame, as we are afraid that Am Art would open up the locker and touch the clothing. So the clothing are tame unless he locked up the locker and gave the key to the bathhouse attendant. In such a case, the clothing are tar, and we're not afraid that the bathhouse attendant, even if it's an Am Art, would open up the locker with the key. Since he was given the key to watch, he would not take the key and open up the locker. Or even if he didn't lock up the locker, but if he made a seal. In such a case, the clothing are tar. And since he has a seal, it would be evident if somebody opened up the locker, as the seal would be broken. Or if he made some sort of simon, something that would be a simon to him that would let him know that his clothing was touched by an Amaris. In these cases, the clothing would be tar, but otherwise, you have to assume the Amaris opened up the locker and touched the Caleb. Kamenia to Caleb, Migazu Legas Habba. Caleb's tar. A Kohen who buys yayin that's truma from an Amaris, and he leaves his utensils by the Amaris from the time of one wine press to the time that there will be another wine press. His utensils are tar. We're not afraid that the Amaris will touch the utensils of a Kohen. As an Amaris note, that the utensils of a Kohen have to be very carefully guarded since he eats truma, an Amaris wouldn't dare touch the utensil. Will be Yisrael Aji Yomar, believe Hayo Lishamra. But if it was a Yisrael, a non-Kohen, that left his utensils by the Amaris from the time of one wine press to the next wine press. In such a case, his utensils would be considered tummy, as since the Yisrael does not eat truma, the Amaris might have touched the kelim of the Yisrael, unless the Yisrael says, it was in my lathe to guard them. Meaning to say, when I left the kelim by the Amaris, I had in mind the possibility that the Amaris would come into contact with them, so therefore, I put them away in a safe place where the Amaris would not touch them. In such a case, the kelim would be tar, but otherwise, he has to assume his kelim had become tame from the Amaris.